KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this fabulous Thursday. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Oh my gosh. The things going on in the world. I have a special guest coming up for you. It's going to be a surprise anytime in the next 2 hours because he knows he can just walk in that door anytime, and I immediately throw them on the air so you can know what's going on in Reno, that elected representatives and the others don't want you to know about. Completely keep things out of the news because, well, it doesn't fit with the narrative that they're trying to give you on what they're accomplishing and what their goals are for the future here of Northern Nevada. 884-9910, you've got something on your mind today. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Now, if you head over to 991fmtalk.com, you can check out our podcast if you missed a day or if you missed an hour, that's fine. But boy, Lee, I am so glad you called in yesterday and encouraged people to come out and protest Elizabeth Warren. That is awesome. Channel 4 actually said that there might be more protesters outside than people inside. What was their quote? With a line around the building, just as many protesters. I guess there was an incident because some protesters showed up at the airport and they didn't have a permit. Well, and they're having their legal team look into it. Excuse me. It's people's right to assemble peacefully. And if you're not going to put out a person's schedule of when they're coming and going, so people have that right to give their opinion, how the hell are you supposed to get a permit? Please. They didn't do anything. That just makes me wonder about the airport authority board. Huh, isn't Jessica Sferrazza on that board? Yeah, and a few others. Uh-huh. So Elizabeth had about 1,500 people at her event. And lots of protesters outside. Continued on, not just before when she showed up, but continued on during her event in Carson City. Why did nobody really talk about Biden's appearance? Well, because nobody cares. Nobody cares about Biden. He's not going to be the nominee. He's done. I don't care what his poll numbers say. He's toast. Get the hook. Get off stage. Warren's the one you have to watch for. And I'm even more suspicious of it because she's got the backing of Clinton. So there you have it. And of course, she's just putting all that free stuff out there, just like, you know, all of her colleagues. How is she going to pay for it all? You! Of course, you are the ones going to be paying for it. Well, and me, I guess. Yeah. So speaking of paying for things, when is an amateur not an amateur anymore? Now, this is how the Olympics looks at it. When you get paid to do something. Wow. California is now going to let college athletes hire agents and make money from endorsements, flat out defying the NCAA and setting up a likely legal challenge. Now, why are they doing that? So they can reshape U.S. amateur sports. They want money. That's all it boils down to. Oh, I got talent, so I want money. I want to get paid for this. Also in sports, talking talked about it a little bit yesterday, and it reminded me of a conversation that I had with my friend Pat. Men zoom past female runner in World Athletics Championship mixed relay. So they are now stacking the mixes there. Nations are packing their teams with two males and two female runners each. You know, that's fine if it's designated that way. But it just goes to show you that men are more powerful than women in some areas. So it takes me back to transgender sports. The only way for that to change, if you don't want to see men competing in women's fields or women competing in men's fields, you know what? Talk to your kids. Talk to your grandkids. When you're out there on the starting line, ladies, and you feel uncomfortable because there's a guy next to you who was born a guy but says he's a woman, when that starting pistol goes, which I'm sure they'll get away from those at some point too, because, you know, whole thing about guns, stay on the line. Don't run. It's not your school's choice. It's not your coach's choice. It is your choice. Just don't run. When you're down there on that knee getting ready for that start and you hear the start, just stand up. And stand up for what you believe in. Imagine that. Stand up for what you believe in. Stand up with the protesters who show up at different events and peacefully protest, unlike the left. The left keeps saying all this danger is out there and blah, blah, blah. And it's always the left who is bringing the assaults. They go back to like one time, one or two times. If you watch Fox News, you know that Juan Williams always goes back to Charlottesville, where a guy was in his car and hit a girl. Oh, because he was panicked and he was trying to get away from protesters that were beating on his car? Yeah. The only thing you can do is stand up for yourself. And like when John sent me the email yesterday that he just doesn't even know what to do with Charter because they took his favorite station off and or channel off. All those great shows. If it was a black and white show in today's times, you know you can learn something from it. Unlike the drivel that we have. So I looked into, after we were talking about it a little bit yesterday, I looked into this Dabble. Oh my gosh. New digital network. Includes popular shows from libraries of household names. Martha Stewart, Emeril Lagasse, Cesar Millan. It's another Lifetime network. It's all lifestyle. And it's all reruns. Sell This House, The Martha Stewart Show, Caesar 911. Just rather than letting people have what they like, It's all about making money. There's enough channels on network out there that you can have the channel that has all those great shows. The Three Stooges, the Munsters, the Addams Family, the list goes on and on. Dragnet. But no, let's take away your favorite channel and we're going to put Dabble on there for you. A new multi-platform advertiser-supported lifestyle network. Ooh, that's what everybody wanted. So, still waiting for the poll question on the 991fmtalk.com to be changed. Because here's another one for you. Women can now legally go topless in 6 states after a federal ruling. So we're going to get the poll question changed to, do you think women should be going topless? As a woman, as a strong, independent woman who loves the male and female form, got some beautiful sketches in my guest bathroom. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. What does that accomplish? Well, it's hot. Women want to be free. I don't care. Go home. Turn the air conditioning on. Whatever you need to do. I don't want to see that in public. And not being sexist here, I mean, I don't mind seeing the guys do it if it, you know, they look good. But for the most part, I don't want to see the guys doing it either. That's just the way it is. Why is this even something that is an issue? Keep your clothes on. Jeez. So I'm getting our poll question changed. But until that happens, do you think Christmas is coming too early for the Christmas decorations? That one's still up there. So I'll get somebody on that, but you can answer both poll questions today if you want. 991fmtalk.com. And stick around because we have got the story to bust open all stories that nobody is covering because, well, let's just say the police and the city of Reno don't want you to know about. We'll be right back after this on The Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk. This is what I live for. Getting you the information that nobody else will give you. Not city officials, not city representatives, not law enforcement, not CHAB, the Community Homeless Advisory Board. Right here on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley and 99.1 FM Talk, because I am so infatuated, as Richard J. put it, with this man. I'm infatuated with you. Yes. He sent that to me in a Facebook post when I was talking about the school, actually. That, you know, why would you listen to this man? You're just so infatuated with him. Well, no, I do like you. You're a good man. But the reason that I go to this man is because he is actually out on the streets doing something, bringing you the truth about what's happening here, not just in Reno, not just in Sparks, not just in Stead, all of Northern Nevada, because it's also going on in Carson City as well. Joining me right now is Paul White, Stronghold Institute and QualityOfLifeReno.org, QOL-Reno.org. Go and check out their site and see what they're doing. I'd have you on 24/7 if I could, Paul.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you so much for doing this. There was an incident on Sunday night that not a lot of people know about because it really wasn't publicized, nobody really covering it in the news or anything. What happened Sunday night?
Well, this was a surprise to us too, Monica. Word got back to us that actually it was early Sunday morning, and we heard this information on Monday. And your regular correspondent from QOL, Tim McGivney, heard from a cousin of his that there had been a firebombing up in Stead. And here was the situation. We were up there yesterday. We have photos of all this. They'll be posted on our QOL site. Hopefully we can get them on your Facebook site, etc. The number of squatters and homeless criminals and drug addicts up in Stead has to be seen to be believed. And any listener who would like a tour and get a hold of us at QOL, we'll drive them up there where we were yesterday, driving up off-road in these hills on these roads. And what happened was a salvage yard up there had finally had enough things stolen and damaged by these dozens and dozens and dozens, you have to see it to believe it, of squatters who have just pulled up rigs, probably half stolen also, all over the hills up there right alongside the freeway. And so Tim's cousin and Curtis Buckingham, his assistant worker or co-worker, were hired by the salvage yard to clear the squatters and their tremendous pile of garbage off of his property. So they were removing the squatters and in the meantime got quite a pile of heroin, full syringes, meth, etc. Told the squatters they had to leave. And then they were, early that next morning, Curtis was sleeping in his car right there, ready to get up early and start cleaning again. And he heard a window break, and all of a sudden a Molotov cocktail goes off in his back seat. The car was instantly full of flames. He barely got out of there. We have photos of his burned clothes, his burned hand. But most of all, we've got a picture of this car that went almost instantly from a nice working used car to an absolute fireball. It looks like something that would have come out of a Beirut or Syria bombing. He barely got out of there. Now, the Reno Fire Department came out there to put it out. So, of course, when they come, RPD comes also. And we were talking to Mr. Buckingham, and as we were there, there were still extra materials left over from the that would have been used to make another Molotov cocktail, and we've got photos of that. And so the police came out, and with a terrorist act bombing, an attempt to do that with a person in there that would have been attempted murder, and all we saw was a citation the Reno Police Department wrote for arson. Maybe like if you tried to burn somebody's for sale sign in their front yard or something.
So did they catch the person who actually did this?
No, they haven't, because...
Who'd they write the citation to?
Well, they won't even... Good point. I guess it's just like a report. They won't even come out as of this writing. So we called Reno Police right away. We didn't know at first that the Reno Police had covered it. So we called and got directed to a Lieutenant Thew, T-H-E-W. And... Well, he was just befuddled because he wasn't sure if Reno PD had actually taken the call. A car was firebombed, almost a guy killed. He wasn't sure.
Please, stick around. We're the home of Fox News, but first and foremost, we are live and local FM talk for you to actually know what's going on here in your backyard. Do you live instead? You might want to take a look at what's in those hills just above you. It's 99.1 FM Talk. The easiest way to remember us is the people that are fighting for you. 92.3 FM in Yerington, Hawthorne. We've got 99.1 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. We're not leaving anybody behind. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 if you'd like to ask Paul a question. Paul White from Quality of Life Reno is my guest right now in Stronghold Institute. Talk about coming into a town and trying to help clean it up, literally. Email me at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I live in South Reno right now because I used to live out instead. Lived in Sky Vista, and boy, it just changed from when we had actually built a house in a subdivision out there. All of a sudden, there's graffiti in the streets. It's like, is that city marking? No, that's graffiti. And they did it in the street, so they know it's not going to ever get covered up. Things looking really shady out there. So we decided, let's sell, let's get out while we can. Do you know what's happening in the hills out in the north? What's really happening? What you don't hear about on the news, what you don't hear about from law enforcement, what maybe they don't even want to tackle because it could be the start of something huge. So what would you think that if you went out on your property and you started to clean people out, squatters, and say, hey, this is my property, get off of it. And you were out there and decided to spend the night and somebody firebombed with a Molotov cocktail your vehicle with you in it? Would you call that attempted murder? Or would you call that arson? Because RPD calls it arson. How do I know? Because I've got the man sitting right in front of me who's documenting this, who has pictures, who has statements from the owners, from the victims, and from law enforcement that really are just turning a blind eye. Paul White, my guest right now, Stronghold Institute. Paul, how can you really describe to someone, to the people who live in the North Valleys, the people who let their kids go out into the hills on their dirt bikes, on their mountain bikes, on hikes, the danger that they and their families have been put into?
Anybody living out in that area, Monica, or even anybody in the Reno area, if you wanted to take a drive up to Peavine, which is where we did, and as the victim of the firebombing was telling us, it's a nonstop run of drug vehicles hauling materials to make it, hauling it to sell it, to use it. I said, what could the PD do about this? He said they could just stop the cars on the road and search them. He said they'd find drugs in 9 out of 10 of them. But the most disconcerting thing, Monica, for this man who was firebombed is how the Reno police responded. Chief Soto, who we asked for, we couldn't get a captain. We couldn't get any assistant chiefs. Certainly couldn't get the chief. They threw it to this Lieutenant Thew, who first said, well, I don't even know that we were there. Yeah, they were there. I think 3 units came. Then he said he'd have to look it up. Then he didn't know that the citation, this report, had been issued. Then he said, well, you know, we'll put you in touch with the public information officer. I said, we don't need somebody to smile and say, don't worry, be happy.
Yeah.
I said, so he says, I told him, I said, you know how bad this is. He says, well, maybe we should get a community action group together. I said, no, The question.
You have a community action group. You have CHAB. You have all kinds of organizations that are out there for this homeless issue. This isn't a homeless issue. These are squatters out there with drugs and guns and violence who are intimidating people from going out into that area.
Right. And the best they can. And I said, why wouldn't you just go out there? I said, this is not like dealing with a homeless guy sleeping on the sidewalk downtown. This is just criminals out there illegally trespassing and doing seriously illegal things. I said, why wouldn't PD just come out here and clean that out and arrest him? Now, he had no answer, but he was going to give me somebody who was going to call me yesterday afternoon. Apparently, they lost my phone number.
You're so hard to get a hold of.
Yeah, the most concerning thing is Reno PD just ignoring it and pretending like it doesn't happen and refusing to do anything.
Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 if you'd like to talk about this issue. We've got Carol on the line. Hi, Carol.
Hi, good morning. I was just listening to your program, and one question that I have is why wouldn't the feds be involved in this? Because it sounds more like it's a terrorist attack, even if it was with one person. It sounds more like a terrorist thing to me.
Well, good question. And that's we had a former police officer say that the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms Division should have been called. But see, who should have been called in right away by any of these, who should have made these calls immediately was Reno Police.
Yeah.
But there's no call going to be made because they're still denying everything. There's still a large amount of drugs out there that Mr. Buckingham and them collected when they were cleaning up. They've called the police department three times. Come pick up this heroin and meth out here. They won't come.
I mean, well, Carol, that's just pathetic because that's the nice thing is we have the photos, we have
the video,
and we have the actual substances. So somebody needs to be held accountable for this, Carol.
Well, then, and how about our representative for that area? How about if they're called and get them involved? Because it almost
sounds like
Nevada is starting to be like California, where the authorities, you know, and a lot of the politicians do not want them to be taken care of. In other words, because I've seen a lot of, I live in Minden, and we see a lot of people moving into our area. The place is growing dramatically fast, and a lot of we've seen more crime in our little valley since a lot of this has been happening. So I think getting the representative involved would be a good first step, and have them get in touch with either your local police or even the federal government.
Right, Carol. Well, they not only need to get in touch with them, to work with them, they need to do an investigation of them. What's wrong with a police chief who would not step right up and say something? Well, but it's a little more understandable if you realize that police chief owes his job to the mayor, who hired someone who it took 2 years after he was hired to minimally qualify to be a chief of police. And my understanding is he's not fully
either.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, and how do you take an issue like this to A. Ron Ford, who, as our, attorney general, probably isn't going to turn around and do anything?
No, and this is so frustrating for all of us because we feel helpless. We could scream all we want, but they just turn around and ignore us and continue on and, let so many bad things happen.
Yeah. The power has always been, Carol, from individual citizens just simply coming together to speak up, whether it was, when the Berlin Wall went down, whether it was when, civil rights finally came around in the 60s. If enough people get there and speak up, I'd like to offer anybody who wants a field trip, a tour of the area so they can see exactly how bad it is. If they'll contact us, go on our QOL-Reno.org site and let us know. We'll take you out there. And we've talked to the city attorney. No response. What do they care? You've got literally an army of criminals out there who have no fear, no concern whatsoever about the police because they know they're going to do absolutely nothing. And I'll tell you what, I wish it was just Stead. It's Stead It's across the freeway there in Lemon Valley. They're pushing it out east of Reno. The one thing citizens of Reno need to realize is that everything you're being told about the homeless situation is just almost 100% false.
And the drug situation
as well.
And Carol, I hate to tell you this, but I love Minden and Gardnerville, and it's so beautiful out there, but you need to be careful because you're going to start seeing more tents popping up underneath trees, out in valleys, and it's something that we all have to be wary of.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. But I thank you so much for letting me speak up.
Thank you, Carol. We appreciate the call. 884-9910 if you've got a question for Paul, because this happened what? Sunday morning. We're on what? Thursday?
And we were in touch with them Tuesday morning early.
You haven't been called back by law enforcement. Carl, city attorney hasn't gotten back to you.
No. All the city council is going to hear about it and get the photos today. We've got a Reno hot sheet coming out today that's going to go all over town with the photos in the interview.
Let's see. Getting text questions here. This looks like Brad from California. We're not going to hold that against him, though. Loving it. Can't the fire department's hazardous materials unit handle that?
Well, it's Brad.
I don't know, actually. Yeah. I think it might be Brad, but I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, whosever question it was.
Yes, it is Brad.
Surely somebody could handle it, Brad, and the police saw it, and it's against the law. So I would say whether the police directed the fire department to do it or went out and picked it up, I would say anything makes sense other than leaving a citizen to have to hold on to this stuff. And then what did they do? Come out there and pretend like, here's a citizen with illegal drugs. Maybe we'll cite him. I mean, there's just nothing good happens when your law enforcement won't do their job.
Mm-hmm. Julie says, send me where I can see the pictures, because this isn't the Bay Area bad guys said the drug addicts have more rights than working people, and that Mayor Sheevy, she's not going to do anything.
Anybody that would like to see the photos, they'll be if you write or call us at qol-reno.org. Go on there, the phone number's there, in the email. We have a Reno hot sheet coming out, should be coming out by later this afternoon.
Get Tim on this.
Right. Get busy, Tim. That'll have all the photos.
Sorry about that. That was me.
That will have all the photos and information on it, and we'll get your email address and make sure you get it.
Yeah, Paul sent me the pictures because I always want, you know, I questioned the man. I said, you got pictures? You got, you know, video? You got something to send me first before I told him to come in? He sent me this stuff. And it's like, please, come in. Let's get this out there. Because you have to have proof. You know, I understand that better than anybody. You can't just call out elected representatives and, you know, accuse people of not taking action. We got all the proof you want.
We've got a before and after of the picture. We've got a picture of the victim in his burned clothes. We've got a picture of burns he got on him before he could bail out of the car. It was literally a matter of seconds. He'd been in the car longer, he would have been incinerated.
It's just sick. All right, KKFT 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be back after this. 884-9910, if you've got any questions or concerns you'd like to get out. For Northern Nevada, this is your live and local FM Talk station, KKFT. KKFT, it's 99.1 FM Talk and the Monica J Show for all of Northern Nevada. Let's go to back to the phone lines at 884-9910. My guest, Paul White, and we're talking about the tragedies that are not being covered here in Northern Nevada by law enforcement, and we're trying to figure out why. Let's go back to the phones and check in with Mary this morning. Hi, Mary. What's your story?
Hi. I live in Minden, and Tuesday I was babysitting my grandson in Reno. The house that they live in is on a hill. I heard a loud crash and went outside, and there was a car crashed into my car. There was nobody there. I went and looked at the car. It was locked. It was in neutral. It was full of stuff. So I called the police, because if I would have moved my car, that car would have went straight down the hill and into somebody's house. So I called the police, and they were on emergency. And I called the police again, because then somebody came back to the car. It was a woman. She was acting very odd, lying to where she was. She said she had no insurance, no car insurance. She was scared. I thought she was going to run. Make a long story short, the police finally came out. She had fake plates on the car, no auto insurance, no registration, no real driver's license. It had expired. And she had absolutely no money. So we made a report with the police. So this is filed on record. So we have proof. I called my insurance, and we will be paying thousands for this. She absolutely has no money. She said she couldn't pay. She said she was homeless, that she was living in this car that wasn't even registered to her or anybody. The police ended up having to impound it and take it away, because it was not that it wasn't undrivable, but it wasn't insured to anybody. It wasn't registered. And so my husband and I stood there with our mouths open, because the police officer said to us, our hands are tied. There's nothing we could do. She walked away. She didn't get arrested. She didn't have insurance. She was driving a car. Our car was parked. We pay for insurance. Funny, because I got asked for my insurance, and I wasn't even driving. My car was parked. She got away. She walked away. They had to let her go. Homeless, lives in her car, has nothing. We're out thousands, and there's nothing we can do. The police officer said we could take her to court, but you know, we won't get a dime. She said she had 28 cents to her name. The police officer tried, you know, and said, you need to pay these people money. But I'm going to be real honest with you. After seeing her and after what went down, I'm way too afraid to even go to court with her because of retaliation. They now know where my granddaughter and my grandbaby and my daughter live. And so we have to swallow it. We just have to eat the thousands. And I think it's disgusting.
Unbelievable. It is disgusting. Yeah. It's absolutely disgusting that our elected representatives are letting this happen in the name of homelessness, trying to be charitable to people. No, they're just letting this happen so they can create a bigger problem.
She was choosing to use her money in a different way, very obviously drugs.
Yeah.
She has an emergency room nurse, very easy to spot. And the sad thing was, is our officer's hand, he was wonderful. I want to give him a thank you. He tried, and he was wonderful to my husband and I, and he showed up and did what he had to do. But his hands were tied. He couldn't help us. He couldn't arrest her. And it's funny, because when he asked me for my registration and my insurance, I said, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You're asking me for that. And she doesn't have
any of
that.
Well, somebody's got to pay for it, Mary. Somebody's got to pay for it.
And, you know, then when I talked to my insurance,
Go ahead.
Well, we do have uninsured, but we have a high deductible. And you know what was so funny was the woman said to me, she goes, well, how come your deductible is so high? Like, what is wrong with you? In other words, she was hoping our insurance would pay the whole thing so she wouldn't have to pay us anything. I said, you know why our deductible is so high? So we can afford our insurance. I mean, it was just, she was just out there. She didn't care. She's spending her money the wrong way. And we have to eat this.
That's the lifestyle that she's chosen. Mary, thank you so much for the call and to express your concerns and what happened to you. We've 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mary, absolutely. What you can do, get right off the phone and contact our website. Give us your email and get involved with this. The police officer could have gotten her, cited her, or drug tested her to see if she was clean and sober. They could sell the car at auction and give you the money toward paying some of what you're going to have to do. But they can't do anything as long as we got a police chief who won't enforce the law and a mayor
that tells him not to enforce the law.
And yet 65% of Reno voted for in the last election. So please get involved with QOL Reno, and you've only seen the beginning of things if we don't stand up more.
Yeah, if we don't do something. All right, we'll be right back. We, of course, are the home of Fox News, and it's not just happening here. You think it's bad in California, and that we're trying to become or people are trying to have us turn into California, guess what? We're already there. It's KKFT, the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk.